بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. May Allah salallahu alayhi wa sallam be upon the noble prophet, his household, and the noble companions, and those who follow on their path until the day of resurrection. We continue the discussion on the three fundamental principles of Islam, and we have reached now series number 12. This is the 12th class on this subject, and where we have reached in the number 11 class was the discussion on the textual or on the legal signs and on the universal signs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the true God worthy of all worship. And in this class tonight, on the night of the 15th of the third month of the Islamic calendar, the author, may Allah's mercy be upon him, spoke about some of the aspects of worship, particularly the kinds of worship which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded. Now, after all the verifications and the proofs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who deserves to be worshipped alone, the author said, وَأَنْوَاعُ الْعِبَادَةِ الَّتِي أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهَا مِثْلُ الْإِسْلَامِ وَالْإِيمَانِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ. He said, all the types of worship which Allah commanded, like Islam, which means submission and obedience to Allah and disassociating from all forms of worship to other than Allah. So he said, like Islam, Iman, which means true faith, comprising belief of the heart, the speech of the tongue, and the actions of the limbs, and Ihsan, which means perfection of worship. And from that is Ad-Dua, invocation or supplication, Wal-Khawf, reverential fear, Wal-Raja, which means hope and longing, Wal-Tawakkul, which means trust and reliance, Wal-Raghbatu, fervent desire, Wal-Rahba, which means dread, وَالْخُشُوعُ وَالْخَشْيَةُ وَالْإِنَابَةُ, reverence and humility. This is خُشُوع. خَشْيَة means aw, إِنَابَة meaning turning repentantly to Allah, وَالْإِسْتِعَانَة appealing for aid and assistance, والاستعاذة, which means seeking refuge, والذبح, والاستعاذة, which means seeking refuge, والاستغاثة, which means seeking deliverance and rescue, والذبح, sacrificing, والنذر, vows, وغير ذلك, and the rest of the types, وَغَيْرُ ذَٰلِكَ مِنْ أَنْوَاعِ الْعِبَادَةِ الَّتِي أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهَا, and the rest of the types of worship commanded by Allah, كُلُّهَا لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى, all of them are to be done exclusively for Allah the Most High. So here he began with the greatest three types of worship, and these constitute the highest ranks of deen of Islam, which came in the hadith of Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, and which will be discussed later, which described the encounter of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the great angel Jibreel alayhi salam, and in which the meaning of Islam and the meaning of Iman and the meaning of Ihsan were given. Here the author gave them in general, and when he began to detail some forms of worship, he mentioned those which we covered, from the dua, from aw, from hope, from dependence, and so forth. He gave some of the forms or the types or kinds of worship, and then at the end he said, and the rest of the types of worship, indicating that the examples that he gave are not the only forms of worship, and that worship is not restricted only to these matters which he mentioned, but there are so many. Because everything which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves and is pleased with, from the sayings, from the actions, the apparent and the hidden, is considered worship. And therefore, al-ibadah, worship, comprises the entire deen, the entire religion, rather, the entire life, in accordance with this meaning. The meaning that worship means everything that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves and is pleased with, from the sayings and the actions, the outward and the inward, are considered as worship. He said, كُلُّهَا لِلَّهِ, all forms of worship must be done exclusively for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High. Then he gave the evidence. For this. He said, والدليل, and the evidence for what he said, قوله تعالى, and the proof for this is the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High, وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا, which is in Surah Al-Jin, chapter 72, verse 18, وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا, and the places of prayers are for Allah alone, so don't invoke anyone along with Allah. أن المساجد, المساجد means أماكن الطاعة والعبادة, the places in which prostrations, meaning salah, are made. And therefore these are the known mosques. And some of the Salaf, may Allah's mercy be upon them, mentioned that it also means أعضاء السجود التي خلقها الله تعالى ليسجد عليها العبد, the parts on which the slave of Allah is to prostrate on. These are the limbs which prostrate. Nevertheless, the ayah, the verse in Surah Al-Jin, is evidence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must be singled alone for worship. Why? Because at the end of the verse, Allah said, فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا, don't worship and prostrate to anything else along with Allah. Then the author, rahimahullah, said, after mentioning this proof, he said, فَمَنْ صَرَفَ مِنْهَا شَيْئًا لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ فَهُوَ مُشْرِكٌ كَافِرٌ, anyone who directs any part of that to anything besides Allah, then he is a mushrik, a socialist, and kafir, unbeliever. Then he gave the proof. The proof is in the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Mu'minun, chapter 23, verse 117. في قوله تعالى وَمَنْ يَدْعُ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرَ لَا بُرْهَانَ لَهُ بِهِ فَإِنَّمَا حِسَابُهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الْكَافِرُونَ. And whoever worships along with Allah, or invokes or worships besides Allah any other object of worship, has no proof for that, his reckoning will be with his Lord. Indeed, the unbelievers will never prosper. So anyone who directs any kind of worship to other than Allah, like invoking other than Allah from the dead and the absent, or hoping in them, fearing having awe, or seeking them at times of distress and or at times of ease in matters where they cannot deliver and are unable to deliver, then he is a mushrik, committing the greatest or the major type of shirk, which is called ash-shirk al-akbar, because he took as object of worship others besides Allah. This is why he is a mushrik, and why he is also a kafir, because he denied the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and rather directed it to other than him. So therefore, shirk and kufr may exist with an unbeliever, and thus he will be called mushrikun kafir, a socialist and an unbeliever. If the person, on the other hand, believes in Allah but resorts to other than Allah and offers worship to other than Allah in any form or shape, then in this case he is a mushrik and he is not called kafir, because the kufr means denial and rejection. He will be considered a mushrik kafir at the same time if he directs worship to other than Allah, denying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who deserves such worships. In this case, he is considered a mushrik kafir. And that's why the author, rahimahullah, said, فَمَنْ صَرَفَ مِنْهَا شَيْئًا لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ فَهُوَ مُشْرِكٌ كَافِرٌ. And anyone who directs any part of that to anything besides Allah, then he is a mushrik, an unbeliever. Now, why he is also considered as a kafir? Because the evidence in Surah Al-Mu'minun 23, verse 117, وَمَنْ يَدْعُ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرَ لَا بُرْهَانَ لَهُ بِهِ فَإِنَّمَا حِسَابُهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الْكَافِرِينَ الْكَافِرُونَ. And whoever worships along with Allah any other object of worship, has no proof for that, his reckoning will be with his Lord. And listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, indeed the unbelievers, or surely the unbelievers will never prosper. Call them unbelievers. And in the beginning Allah said, and whoever invokes, so anyone who invokes something else besides Allah, then he is mushrikun, kafir. And this is the evidence in Surah Al-Mu'minun, chapter 23, verse 117. In this verse we have to contemplate the statement where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَا بُرْهَانَ لَهُ بِهِ, of whom he has no proof. No proof for that. What does this mean? This means that, as our Shaykh rahimahullah, Muhammad bin Salih al-Uthaymeen, may Allah's mercy be upon him, said, this indicates that it is not possible for there to be any proof supporting worship of other gods. So this is a description to make the matter clear and manifest, and it is not a qualifying description meant to exclude that which is supported by proof. And this is the case since it is not possible for there to be any proof allowing worship of anything along with Allah. End of his words. This brings the end of this part of the statements of the Shaykh rahimahullah, and inshallah ta'ala in the next discussion we will deal with more benefits on this topic. والله تعالى أعلى وأعلم وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.